This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Kevin Ahrens of the Lansing Lugnuts. Kevin, how old were you when you first started playing baseball?
I was in the ages between 5 and 6 years old. It's always been the sport I loved. You know, I love playing the game and being out at the field every day.
Did you grow up an Astros fan?
I did grow up an Astros fan. I always watched them all the way up until I got drafted by the Blue Jays. You know, it's hard to watch them, you know, being in Florida and being in Michigan. So I always try to keep up with them as much as I can.
So when you got drafted, did you have any hint that you would go at 16th? Did you think higher or lower? How did that all come about?
My agent told me I was supposed to go within the top 30 picks. It was just exciting to be picked 16th overall by the Blue Jays. I didn't know too much about them until I was actually taken. But it's been a fun ride so far.
How long have you been a full-time third baseman?
I started playing third base about 5 games into my professional career. You know, I played shortstop this whole time. And then Justin Jackson came in, so they kind of said, you know, hey, go over to third base and take a few ground balls. And then after that, I stuck there the whole time.
You guys have been sort of grouped together, you and Justin, drafted both in 2007 and playing on all the same teams, it feels like, over these years.
Yeah, we have. He's a great guy to have in the clubhouse. You know, he's one of my best friends now. You know, you get to meet so many of these guys that come into professional baseball, and, you know, I'm lucky enough to have him as a good friend of mine.
Anyone that you played with back in the Houston area that you're keeping in touch with and they're doing their own thing in baseball?
I keep up with Kobe Clemens, son of Roger Clemens' son, and, you know, I'm always trying to keep track of him as much as I can. I know he's doing really good in Double-A Corpus Christi right now. He's actually in the Home Run Derby, and his dad's pitching to him pretty soon coming up, so he's doing great.
Did you ever get to meet Roger?
Oh, all the time.
What was he like?
He got to throw me batting practice all the time in the offseason. Just a great guy, man.
Talking to Kevin Ahrens. Kevin, you were drafted as a switch hitter, and you switch hit all the way leading up until this year. Then when you rejoined Lansing, now it's only right-handed. What's been the difficulties with that?
Just being able to pick the ball up from the right-hander's arm. You know, it's a different angle, and you just got to make adjustments. You got to see the slider and the curveball. So that's what I'm trying to do, trying to have a good approach. Just trying to put good swings on the ball.
Besides that, what's the difference between you as a player between when the Lansing Lugnuts fans saw you in 08 and you right now?
I'm more of a learner of the game now. You know, I notice all the little things that went on. You know, I was younger. I was 18 at the time in 08. Now I'm 21 now, so I've learned the game a lot more. You know, more experience comes, you know, I learned a failure so far my first couple of years, but it's exciting to be on the field.
Did you enter this year with any goals?
No goals, just to go out there and play hard, you know, give good effort, and, you know, play all 9 innings and just give it my best.
Yeah. How did you spend this past off season?
I actually spent it up in Michigan. My girlfriend goes to school up there, and I spent a couple months up there. It's kind of cold in the wintertime, but compared to Texas in the off season, but it's nice. It's a beautiful place up there.
A lot of folks would like to spend Texas in the wintertime and then Michigan, I guess, in the summertime, and you did it the opposite way at first.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I actually kind of like the wintertime a lot. You know, I got to see snow for the first time, so it's I got to build my first snowman. But it was real awkward because one day in December, it actually snowed in Houston, and I built a little miniature snowman out there, and it was just, you know, one of the funnest times I've had.
So you were used to the snow in Michigan area. How did the folks in Houston react to that snow?
Oh, they were crazy. I mean, they had cars parked on the side of the streets. You know, they didn't know how to drive in the snow because, you know, they're just kind of just looking out their window like, you know, what's going on here? This is Houston. This is, you know, it's a little warm here in the off season, but it was just a fun time for the people to get to see snow.
What's the difference in playing baseball in cold weather rather than warm weather?
It's tough. It's tough, I'll tell you that. In 08, I got my first experience. You know, my first game was like 30 degrees in like Fort Wayne. Now I got the hand warmers out, you know, I got the pocket warmers. I'm just trying to stay warm, you know, had layers of clothing on compared to back home where it's, you know, 95 degrees and up. So it was a first experience for me.
Makes sense. What was your best baseball experience, or what was one of your most memorable experiences in baseball?
My most memorable experience was my first big league game. I got to go up for spring training with the Blue Jays. I went in like the fifth inning. I was playing defense against the first three batters were King Griffey Jr., Adam Dunn and Brandon Phillips. And it was just a sight to see. And, you know, playing against Griffey on the same field is something really special since he retired a couple weeks ago. And I got my first round ball from Brandon Phillips, and, you know, I was nervous as ever, but I got him out, so it was a very fun time.
Is there anyone in baseball that you haven't met yet that you would like to meet?
There's a lot of people I'd like to meet, you know, just I'd like to meet David Wright of the Mets. You know, he's kind of like me, a third baseman, good role model, and, you know, I would like to meet him one day.
And finally, if not baseball, what would you be doing with yourself?
That's a tough question, but, you know, I like to spend the off season playing golf when I can, so I think it's always fun to go out there and have a different sport to play to get your mind off baseball, so golf would probably be the answer to that.
Kevin, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.